Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. The 10-year-old boy who was shot at a high school football game in Atlantic County has died. Micah Tennant had been in the hospital since Friday night. He was one of three people wounded when gunfire erupted at the Pleasantville-Camden High School football game in Pleasantville. A prosecutor say one of the suspects, 31-year-old Alvin Wyatt, is now charged with murder in the shooting. And he's also facing two counts of attempted murder and weapons charges. Authorities say a 27-year-old man was critically injured and a 15-year-old boy suffered a graze wound. Four other men connected to the shooting are also facing weapons charges. News of the boy's death came right before the game was set to resume at Lincoln Financial Field. It's a war of words between Eagle star Malcolm Jenkins and the president of the FOP in Philadelphia. It all started when Jenkins wrote an op-ed about the city search for a new police commissioner earlier this week. We hear more now from KYW's Tim Menez.
Jenkins took his push for police reform to the op-ed section of the Inquirer. He wrote there needs to be, quote, massive change both to the culture of the police department and to the way people are policed. He added broken windows policing, stop and frisk, the war on drugs, all that hasn't made people safer. He also says the next police commissioner should stand up to the FOP, which he says defends bad behavior.
In a letter to the paper in response, police union president John McNesby called Jenkins' piece, quote, a racist attack. He said, quote, like other has-been football players, they now do most of their running with their mouths, end quote. Acting police commissioner Christine Coulter says at the end of the day, Jenkins and McNesby want the same thing, less violence in the city. Police say robbery appears to be the motive for a stabbing outside a high-end social club in Center City. Investigators say a 19-year-old man was walking to his job at the Fiddler Club at 24th and Market Streets early Wednesday morning when a man demanding money stabbed him in the stomach three times. This man is the security guard at the building.
I got a call on the radio stating that we got blood dripping from the second floor on down to the first. So when I went to go see, I seen one of my employees was basically cut up and bloodied and everything.
The victim was taken to the hospital. He is expected to recover. Members of the Fiddler Club were sent emails notifying them of the attack and ensuring them that measures are being taken to increase security. Pennsylvania has a teacher shortage and an acute shortage of teachers of color. And now the state is launching a new effort to recruit and keep teachers of color. State Education Secretary Pedro Rivera says Pennsylvania has the least diverse teaching population in the nation.
96% of educators are white, and fewer underrepresented students are studying education.
Under a new pilot, 20 Philadelphia high school students interested in becoming teachers will get tuition help at seven colleges, including Cheney, Westchester, and Temple. Rivera says if the pilot proves successful, there are plans to take this program statewide. Unionized faculty members at nine New Jersey colleges are taking their push for new contract with the state to the public. The Council of New Jersey State College Locals represents 10,000 professors, librarians, and professional staffers. Their contract expired in June. They want to address salaries, of course, but also a hiring trend that Joseph Basso, president of the local at Rowan University, finds disturbing.
What they're looking to do is hire faculty, in essence, people to deliver the classroom product who are low wage and have no guarantee employment beyond one-year contracts.
The unions are pushing their college leaders to press Governor Phil Murphy to take a more active role in contract talks. The governor's office declined comment. Philadelphia's first ever comprehensive report on the city's food ecosystem has been released. With more, KYW's Adas Kuznets.
The goal of the Good Eats study was to compile information in order to help propose new opportunities in Philadelphia. Jeff Hornstein with the Economy League of Greater Philadelphia helped design and execute the study.
The scope of the food economy is enormous. You know, more than 10% of the jobs in the city are food related. Almost one-fifth of the firms in the city, the businesses in the city are food related.
But Hornstein says most of those jobs are entry-level, low-paying positions.
The Philadelphia Health Department says the bright spots here are that there are lots of small businesses focusing on health and quality food. Hornstein says they want to connect those small businesses with large food corporations that service the city's hospitals and universities. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.